Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Let's check in on some of the emerging details for President-elect Barack Obama's swearing-in ceremony. Some of these things are coming out now. Opera's out. Aretha's in. So is the Reverend Rick Warren. Joining me now to take a look at who's who and what the lineup might say about the tone the new president is trying to set is WNYC cultural reporter Siddhartha Mitter. Welcome back to the show. Hi there.
Good morning, Brian.
So I have a list here, and it looks like the ceremony opens with a Marine band. No big surprise there. But the invocation is being given by the Reverend Rick Warren of Saddleback Church. He wrote the book The Purpose-Driven Life, which is so popular, hosted that presidential forum where McCain and Obama discussed issues of faith. Do you think that's the most controversial aspect of the program so far?
Well, certainly it's the one that's getting the most attention from advocacy groups and people in the news who have some strong opinions this morning. And that's, of course, because Reverend Warren has been fairly straightforward about his opposition to abortion and his opposition to gay marriage. And so people on the left side of Obama's coalition aren't very happy about that. At the same time, you know, this is part of the great pomp and circumstance. Barack Obama is in many ways a traditionalist in the way that he approaches government, and I think that he wants to uphold traditions as much as he wants to change them a little bit from the inside. And there's political reasons also to do this, to reach out to the other side of the aisle.
And some people may say that Rick Warren is not your grandfather's evangelical minister. He supports effort to combat global warming and poverty and AIDS. This is not Jerry Falwell.
He does. They get along well. They are supposed to be friends. They've had interactions since at some point when Rick Warren gave Barack Obama a place to talk about AIDS. And even though at the debate that they had, or it wasn't really a debate, but the sequential interviews that Rick Warren did of Obama and McCain, everybody kind of felt that McCain was really on top of his game at that one. That was not Barack Obama's best moment right. in speaking in the campaign, but they came out as friends.
And the benediction will be given by Reverend Joseph Lowery, a colleague of Martin Luther King from the Civil Rights Movement. So I guess religiously speaking, there's a bit of looking back as well as looking forward.
And Joseph Lowery is the one who said, I think it was at Selma on the day that Obama and Hillary gave those dueling speeches at two different churches in Selma, that there was some good craziness coming up in America and that Obama becoming the front runner for the presidency was good craziness.
Aretha Franklin will sing a quartet that includes cellist Yo-Yo Ma and violinist Ishaq Perlman will perform. Any surprises there?
Not really. I mean, this is a great middle-brow American celebration. You know, it doesn't color too far outside of the lines. There's a bit of classical. There's a bit of up. There's a bit of down. There's a pop feel. But it's I think that Yo-Yo Ma and John Williams and Itzhak Perlman would be the least surprising bit of all of this. Aretha Franklin, not surprising at all, but at the same time very moving. The Queen of Soul, and it's, you know, this is the place that's usually given over to opera. I think anybody who's seen Aretha in concert will agree that she can hold it with the best of them in that area.
I remember the 1992 inaugural, or I guess it was really January of 93, inauguration of Bill Clinton, where Maya Angelou recited a poem. The poet has now been named for the Obama inauguration, and it is Elizabeth Alexander. Do you know her?
I know just a little bit about her, and I think that a lot of people are going to be scurrying to buy her collections of poetry in the next couple of weeks. But this is a really interesting pick, and it's in a typical Obama style. There's a lot to read underneath the pick. She's a black woman. She's a professor at Yale. She is interestingly got ties to the establishment. She's the daughter of Clifford Alexander, who was the first black secretary of the army in the Carter administration. And interestingly, she identifies very strongly with the city she grew up in, which is Washington. And her poems are full of allusions and discussions of Washington neighborhoods, Shaw and Petworth and so on. And I think that there's a little bit of a nod in very Obama style. There are nods going out at various levels of subtlety to all different groups in this programming. And this is a nod to Washington, D.C., as well as to, you know, the cultural community.
So Elizabeth Alexander, the latest member of the Barack Obama Book Club, to probably benefit by his choosing her for something prominent. Did President Bush even have poets at his inaugurations?
Now, that is one of those fact-based, reality-based questions that I'm not sure I can answer.
Somebody
to you.
Told me that he didn't, but I can't confirm it.
I'm going to be honest and say I've blanked out a bunch of previous inauguration ceremonies. And then the question is, the same about this one. What will be remembered down the line? And I think right now there's so much historical momentousness to the generational change and the ethnic change that Barack Obama symbolizes that it looks like it's going to be one that will be remembered, but we won't know that till down the line. These things fade into the background.
All right. One of my producers says, nope, he didn't. Bush didn't have poets. I don't know if that means Bush is anti-poetry or if just, you know, an oversight or something. But there's a
make
little,
of it what you will.
Make of it what you will. Overall pattern, I think you've been saying it already, this reflects the tone that Barack Obama wants to set.
It's a balancing act. These things always are, I think. It's a big cultural program to reflect the nation. It has to be a balancing act, but with all of the different ideas and emotions and identities that people read into Barack Obama and the new First Family, it has to be even more of a balancing act than usual. One thing we've learned about Barack Obama over this whole campaign, if anything, is that he's a very, very, very good at balancing acts.
And this just in from The Guardian about Elizabeth Alexander. It says she has published 4 collections of poems, most recently the 2005 Pulitzer Prize finalist American Sublime, and only the 4th poet to have read at any presidential inauguration. So it turns out George W. Bush was in the majority.
That's right. And we can watch how her sales go up on the Amazon list over the next 24 hours.
There we go. WNYC cultural reporter Siddhartha Mitter, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, Ramit Sethi returns for his weekly Thursday visit, helping you with end-of-the-year financial decisions. Who will we be hearing at the Obama inauguration?
Can't hear anybody.